Welcome back to the table, ladies. We are in our Bible study segment doing lesson number 40 from the book of Genesis. And Connie, where are we today?
Well, it's going to be the account of how Isaac blesses Jacob, even though he thinks he's blessing Esau.
All right, we're going to be covering Genesis 27 today in lesson 40. So if you have your Bible open to 27, and this is how it starts, and I'll do some reading and then Connie will teach for us. When Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son." And he answered, "Here I am." And he said, "Behold, I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now then, take your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me, and prepare for me delicious food such as I love, and bring it to me so that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die."
All right, so here we have Isaac's plan. He desires to bless Esau, his older son, and we already know that Isaac loves Esau more than Jacob because he's perhaps like him in some way, because he's the hunter, because he hunts this delicious game, and then he provides the delicious food that Isaac loves. And Isaac right now is ignoring what God has already said in his word to Rebekah about how the younger will be the son of the promise, and he is going ahead, and he plans to bless Esau. And interestingly enough, Isaac right now is 137 years old, but he's actually going to live for 43 more years. So he's not quite as close to death as he thinks, although he is blind. He cannot physically see.
All right, well, why don't we continue the story? We're picking it up in verse 5 here. Now, Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to his son Esau. So when Esau went to the field to hunt game and bring it, Rebekah said to her son Jacob, "I heard your father speak to your brother Esau, and he said, 'Bring me game and prepare for me delicious food that I may eat it and bless you before the Lord before I die. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice as I command you. Go to the flock and bring me two good young goats so that I may prepare from them delicious food for your father, such as he loves, and you shall bring it to your father to eat so that he may bless you before he dies.' But Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, 'Behold, my brother Esau is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. Perhaps my father will fail me, and I shall seem to be mocking him and bring a curse upon myself and not a blessing.' His mother said to him, 'Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go, bring them to me.' So he went and took them and brought them to his mother, and his mother prepared delicious food such as his father loved. Then Rebekah took the best garments of Esau, her older son, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son, and the skins of the young goats she put on his hands and on the smooth part of his neck. And she put the delicious food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob."
All right, and so here we have Rebekah hearing what Isaac plans to do, but now she's going to intervene. And actually, she has quite a scheme cooked up here where she is going to dress Jacob in his brother's clothes, put hairy goat skin on his hands and neck so that will fool Isaac, going to prepare the delicious food so it's going to taste like wild game. And she has a whole plan about how Jacob is going to get this blessing that he needs. Interestingly enough, it is true. God has already promised that he's going to be the one who will be the son of the promise, and he will be the one carrying on this. But I think the lesson for us is we don't need to scheme and act unrighteously to achieve God's purposes. God is perfectly capable of making it happen in his own way.
All right, why don't we pick it up in 18? This is getting very exciting. So he went into his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you have told me. Now sit up and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me." But Isaac said to his son, "How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?" He answered, "Because the Lord your God granted me success." Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come near that I may feel you, my son, and to know whether you are really my son Esau or not." So Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, who felt him and said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." And he did not recognize him because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. He said, "Are you really my son Esau?" He answered, "I am." Then he said, "Bring it near to me that I may eat of my son's game and bless you." So he brought it near to him, and he ate, and he brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Come near and kiss me, my son." So he came near and kissed him. And Isaac smelled the smell of his garments and blessed him and said, "See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. May God give you the dew of the heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of grain and wine. Let peoples serve you and nations bow down to you. Be Lord over your brothers, and may your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be everyone who blesses you."
Yes, and so Jacob is the recipient of the blessing that actually goes with the birthright. And we notice in there that there were a couple words that sound very much like the promises of Abraham of God's promises to Abraham. One is that the peoples will serve you and nations bow down to you. And then the last part, cursed be everyone who curses you and blessed be everyone who blesses you. As we go through this account, though, notice how Jacob lied to his father three times. He claimed to be Esau twice, and then he even had this lie that the Lord, your God, granted me success in finding game quickly. And so he was willing to resort to deceit and trickery to get this blessing of his father, even though in the previous account when we were reading about when he was talking with Rebekah, he was concerned about being cursed rather than blessed. And so we see that the blessing's important to Jacob, and that Isaac is fooled, and he's fooled because he's blind. He could hear the voice, and it sounded like it was Jacob, but he relied on the smell and the taste and the touch of garments and good food, and he was not walking in spiritual eyes at that point when he chose to bless his elder son, Esau. Mm.
Picking it up in verse 30, as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, when Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, Esau his brother came in from his hunting. He also prepared delicious food and brought it to his father. And he said to his father, "Let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that you may bless me." His father Isaac said to him, "Who are you?" He answered, "I am your son, your firstborn Esau." Then Isaac trembled very violently and said, "Who was it then that hunted game and brought it to me, and I ate it all before you came, and I have blessed him? Yes, and he shall be blessed." As soon as Esau heard the words of his father, he cried out with an exceedingly great bitter cry and said to his father, "Bless me even also, O my father." But he said, "Your brother came deceitfully and has taken away your blessing." Esau said, "Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has cheated me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing." Then he said, "Have you not reserved a blessing for me?" Isaac answered and said to Esau, "Behold, I have made him lord over you, and all his brothers I have given to him for servants, and with grain and wine I have sustained him. What then can I do for you, my son?" Esau said to his father, "Have you but one blessing, my father? Bless me even also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Then Isaac his father answered and said to him, "Behold, away from the fatness of the earth shall be your dwelling, and away from the dew of heaven on high. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother. But when you grow restless, you shall break his yoke from your neck."
Thank you, Amy. And here we're coming to understand that these blessings of the patriarchs actually are inspired by God, and they come true. And in Esau's life, this blessing is going to be true. He's going to be a bit like Ishmael and living by a sword and in hostility. But it also speaks about he will break the yoke of Israel's neck, or Jacob's neck, off of him. And we'll know that comes true later on in the history of Israel and Edom as nations. Going back, though, in verse 33, it says, as soon as Isaac realized that the blessing had gone to Jacob rather than to Esau, it says he trembled very violently. Mm. And I think this was when Isaac realized that God's choice for the blessing was Jacob, and that he had almost, he tried to thwart God, actually. He tried to go against God's purposes, and God had made sure that Jacob, even through the trickery of Rebekah and Jacob, had received the rightful blessing. And so now he's dealing with his son Esau, whom he loves, and he really can't bless him in the same way. His blessing is different. And we see that Esau is upset about the blessing and he wants it, but then he actually doesn't want the responsibility that goes with it. He doesn't want to be the spiritual leader and he doesn't want to be the heir of the promises of God. And so God is working in and through this difficulty to accomplish his purposes. And very, very difficult situation, but in a sense set up by the parents' choices.
Yeah. Well, let's pick this up and end the chapter from 41 on. Now, Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. And Esau said to himself, "The days of mourning for my father are approaching. Then I will kill my brother Jacob." But the words of Esau, her older son, were told to Rebekah. So she went and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, "Behold, your brother Esau comforts himself about you by planning to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to Laban, my brother, in Haran, and stay with him for a while until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send and bring you from there. Why should I be bereft of you both in one day?" Then Rebekah said to Isaac, "I loathe my life because of the Hittite women. If Jacob marries one of the Hittite women like these, one of the women of the land, what good will my life be to me?"
So here we have a continuation of the story, and Esau is extraordinarily angry, and he hates Jacob. Reminds us of Cain hating Abel, and that hatred led to the desire to actually kill his brother. And Rebekah hears of this, and so she has another little scheme of her own, and she speaks to Isaac about it, and her scheme is that the wives of Esau, those Hittite women, are so awful, and they're making her life so miserable that she couldn't stand it if Jacob were to marry one of those women. And so Isaac gets the idea, oh, perhaps we should send Jacob away to get a wife from kin. So that's what's going to happen. But truly, as we go through this whole story, we've seen sin and favoritism and disobedience to God and people trying to get things in the wrong way. And there are serious consequences, which, Amy, if you want to discuss with Nancy later on, but everyone here in this story suffers because of what's happened.
Oh, ladies, the Bible study guide for today is a must read. Go and download that PDF file from our website today under the Bible Studies tab at naomistable.com. And again, these lessons are for free for you to use. And certainly the 10-minute podcast that we have there also of this recording will be available to you in small groups or by yourself on your own. Just let it help teach you and instruct you in God's way. Nancy and I will be back in just a moment to talk about what you've just heard.